Hello, everyone. Great to have you with us again on our program, There Is More to It. We have been visiting with Tracy Bledsoe on the work that Peace Place does, and Peace Place is a haven for battered women, a safe place to go. We have a guest with us today, and Tracy, why don't you introduce your guest?
Yes, joining us again is my very dear friend, Krista Adkins. She and I have been partners in crime for many years, and she is a survivor who's been sharing her story with us for these past couple of weeks.
That's fantastic. Krista, great to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me back.
Yes, ma'am. And we've been going through this journey with you. It's been very enlightening for me. It is hard to imagine all that you've been through. It's hard to imagine all of the people that have been affected in your life. And one of the things that is evident is that even after all this, there is still a love for this gentleman. And in a perfect world, boy, wouldn't it be great if he was the good guy all the time?
It would be. It would be. Yes.
But at some point, you have to realize that can't happen. And to save yourself and your children and your family, and not to mention you trying to physically, literally survive, you've got to do what's best for everybody.
Right.
So when the children are affected, that's got to be one of the hardest things for a mom to deal with, and you lost your job too. I think one of the great points that we were talking about in the last episode was the value of writing everything down. It's a form of storytelling to remind yourself what all's going on, and that this is not normal. It's not healthy. How long have you been away from this relationship?
Since the 1st of May.
Really?
So
it's a little fresher than I thought it was. Mm-hmm. Has there been positive indications from your children?
There have been, definitely. My son and I actually sit and talk and laugh, and you know, we hang out a lot more now than we used to. I know a lot more about what's going on with his life. He knows a lot more about what's going on with me every day. He's talking about going off to college, and we're, you know, talking a lot about that. We're going on a family trip this summer. Well, actually, over spring break, not summer. And so we've been doing a lot of planning with that and talking.
That's exciting. Yeah.
It is. It's really exciting. That's been good. I actually went last weekend. My son and I both have been sick. And so my daughter called, and her dog was sick, and so I had gone up there and kind of helped her out with her dog and ended up spending the weekend on her couch.
Oh, very good.
So that was nice, and so we actually spend time together now and talk about things, and there's more of a trust there that has come back.
That's been
regained. That I'm very, you know, I'm thankful of. I have apologized to both of my kids, and I have ask for grace from both of my kids,
sure.
And they have shown grace to me, thankfully.
That's wonderful. And, you know, this is a hope, and time will tell. But, you know, as Tracy was talking in our last program about the statistics around children who live in a bad situation,
mm-hmm.
how it affects them. But by the grace of God, it is very possible that this horrible situation that you went through could actually help them understand dangers and how mm-hmm. to handle them, and that everybody makes mistakes.
Well, and like I said, my joke has always been to my friends and to my kids is, you know, I share so much with them that I'm probably going to hell because of everything I've told my kids that I've done in my life and my past lives and all that stuff.
Right.
But I didn't want them growing up to think, oh, my mom is perfect, or my mom is goody two shoes, sure. or whatever. Not that I could ever pull off perfect, but you know, I didn't want them to think that, and then them be in a situation and think I can't call mom because she won't understand.
Amen.
So I've always told them everything, and then, you know, said, all right, now you've got the information, run with it, go do what you're going to do, but call me if you need me. And I feel very blessed that my daughter was in a situation where I could call her because I needed her, and she came. She wow. left work and came to where I was to help me. And,
wow.
you know, so my kids know, they know what happened, and they know how I felt and how bad things got and how messed up my head was after going through all of that.
Yes, ma'am.
They know. They saw it. And it's something that I do hope that they take positive out of it.
Sure. Have you talked to your children about the value of your journal for you personally?
I have not. I have not talked to them about that.
Let me ask you another question. Do you keep that journal today?
I do. It's right here in front of me.
Excellent.
I do. And it's not something that I write in every day.
Yes, ma'am.
But it is something that when the feelings get so intense.
Yes, ma'am.
That I feel like I've got to get something out. I've got to get emotion out. There's something that's running through my head. The words are running through my head that I want to say. And I don't have anybody to say those words to.
And you want to remember them, too.
Some of them, yeah, I do. I want to remember.
Sure.
And I will. I'll pull it out. I'll put a date on it. And I'll write it down. And sometimes it's complete sentences. Sometimes it's complete thoughts. Sometimes sure. it's almost a letter as if I were writing it to him. Sometimes it is nothing but crazy words and nothing makes any sense. And there's just...
Right.
It's haphazardly sometimes.
Sure. Let me ask you this. I want you to put a different hat on for just a second, and you're going to be Tracy Bledsoe for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to somebody that's abused,
mm-hmm.
they may think they're abused, and they may be wondering if they're abused. What would you tell them?
I think that the first thing I would ask is, what is it about your situation that's making you question whether or not there's abuse?
Excellent.
Because I think if you ask that question and they have to answer it, and they're pulling from their memories and they're pulling from their experiences, they're going to know by the time they're finished answering you whether or not
right.
that abuse is real. I think the other thing that you say to somebody is, you know, I believe you.
Right.
I hear you. A lot of it is just having somebody to listen to you. Because if you're to the point sometimes where you want to say it out loud, you kind of already know. But I do. I think I would say to somebody, you know, if you think that you are in a situation where it is abusive, go talk to somebody. Reach out. Go to a friend. Go to a loved one. Go to HR at work. I have found that the human resource department where I work has been a major positive resource for me.
Excellent. Excellent.
You know, there are a lot of different people that you can reach out to and talk to and just say it.
Wow.
And once you say it, it does seem that the people that you trust and that you say it to, it does seem like they kind of pop up a little bit more often.
Right.
But I think that's the first thing that I would say to somebody is if you're not sure if you're in an abusive relationship, let's talk about why you think you might be.
Right. Would it be accurate to say if you ask the question, you are?
In my opinion.
Yes, ma'am.
I do feel like that's the answer. I feel like if you're in a position where you want to say to somebody, I don't know if I'm in an abusive relationship or not. Something's happened to you to make you think I'm in an abusive relationship.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't think that you're wanting somebody to answer that question for you or to describe it to them. I think they're wanting validation. Mm-hmm. They're wanting you to validate their thoughts. Because a lot of times when they're in that relationship,
yes.
they're being put down so much that they feel like their thoughts are not real. They feel like their thoughts are not valued. They feel sure. like their thoughts are not worthy.
Yes, ma'am.
And so they want somebody to validate those thoughts.
Right.
And to validate them.
Sure.
And that's all part of that cycle of power and control, because that victim has
sure
gotten to the point where she doesn't trust herself. Mm-hmm. She doesn't trust her own instincts. She doesn't believe what she knows to be true.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Certainly.
She knows it's true, but she right. has, it's part of, there's a term called gaslighting, that these abusers use to undermine your belief in yourself, your belief sure. in reality, and make you think right is wrong and left is right.
Yeah,
and until,
exactly.
you know, it's to keep you off kilter and unsure of yourself.
That's so right.
And that makes you more dependent on
that's
them.
Exactly
it does.
Right.
It
that's
does.
Exactly right.
Sure.
So when you're to the point of saying, I think I might be, or do you think I am? It's you're right. She wants confirmation. That's her cry mm-hmm. for help.
It is.
That's her. Will you believe me if I say mm-hmm. this? I'm not committing myself to
I'm
say I am.
Testing the waters.
Right. I'm testing the waters.
Right.
Will you believe me? You if you're the one making the call, then I'm not asking you to believe me.
Right.
Right. That's right.
You know, one other thing that I keep hearing in all of the episodes, the abused needs someone to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Not to have an opinion.
That's right.
But to listen. I think that might help the listener choose who they talk to.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right.
I wouldn't talk to your mother because
no.
she would have an opinion on a very quick opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But and I don't mean that bad towards
moms.
Oh,
no.
I mean, it's just protective. That's what you do. Again, there is so much more to it. There's more to the problem of being abused. Getting out of that relationship is a trick.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, you may never be out of that relationship in your heart.
That's true.
That's right. That's right.
And that's one of the tragedies that you face, one of the knowns that you face. You said earlier in another episode, this is not a breakup.
That's right.
It's a breakout.
Yeah.
Those feelings are still there. This is a very complicated subject. And the only reason that we wanted to go through all of this is to give the listener the possible ways to look at their own situation, the possible ways that they can look for help. Tracy, I'd like for you to give us a little information about Peace Place, but there will be people listening to this that can't come to Peace Place. Give us some idea of what they should look for, what they should strive to find in their area.
Joe, you shared a little bit already. You know, Peace Place is the domestic violence agency serving Northeast Georgia area, and we do provide emergency safe shelter for women and children who are fleeing from abusive homes. We also provide a lot of other services. We have support groups for those women, some in shelter and some not, because not everybody who is fleeing, like Krista, she didn't need shelter. She's perfectly
sure.
capable. She has her mm-hmm. own home, but she needed some other services. You know, maybe it's some one-on-one conversation, somebody just to listen, who
yes,
can
ma'am.
Just hear your story, somebody who's trained and understands the dynamics of domestic violence and can listen to you and offer assistance when you need it, but not offer you opinions,
yeah.
not offer
yeah.
you unsolicited advice,
right.
but hold some resources. And a lot of our women find that attending support groups and being with other women who are in a similar situation, who have experienced it or who are currently experiencing it, this offers so much support, as it
sure.
has it's intended to do, but gives them the courage to find their way out, and it gives them the courage to continue to heal once they are out.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's not just about commiserating and let's all wallow together and share our horrible stories. It's okay, we can share because mm-hmm. I know you've been there too, and you're not going to judge me. Now,
right.
what did you do to get past it? Now,
right.
this is what I did. So let's support each other in that journey towards healing.
Yes.
And how do we get there? And there are agencies just like ours all over the country. They are certainly all over their state.
Right.
There are hotlines. There's a national hotline. There are statewide hotlines everywhere to call. If you just want to call and talk to somebody to listen. If you need to get out, that person will help you get out as well. But if you just need somebody to talk to.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let me ask you a question. You know, somebody, I think of an abused person, and they are at need. Are they going to look up this statewide number that is for them, or maybe in another country or whatever? Is there a way that they can reach out to Peace Place via the web and get information?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can go directly to our website. You can contact somebody from there. Of course, our hotline number is on our website. It's just peaceplaceinc.org. It's pretty easy to find. And you know, and if you're not in this area, it's pretty simple to find a local agency. You just Google it. I mean, yeah, we all know how to Google everything. You know, yeah. if you yeah. Google domestic violence hotline or domestic violence agency, no matter where you right. are. I mean, the nice thing about that, this national hotlines and that's the right. statewide hotlines, if you call from, you don't, maybe somebody lives right here in our area, but they don't know the number for Peace Place, but sure. they Google this number and found it. Well, that statewide hotline is yes. going to send you to Peace Place. They know where to send you. They'll connect you with the agency that's in your area. So, you know, the whole idea is to make it as easy as possible for somebody to get help. If you have to jump through 400 hoops and it's like you're trying to call the phone company, you're never going to get help.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not going to sit on hold for an hour and a half waiting to find out why that charge showed up on my cell phone bill.
Yeah. You know, or go through 15 voicemail trees.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You call and a human answers the phone, and that human is sitting in our shelter. It's not, we don't have a call center where people are answering offsite. It is that person who is sitting in our shelter as a trained person who is sitting in our shelter and can look up on the wall or, you know, look down the hall and say, we have a bed, we have room for you, or we don't, but let me call and find you someplace that will.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
We never say, sorry, we're full.
Gotcha.
We say, we're full, but I'll find a place for you. I'll find someplace safe for you to go, and we'll get you there.
And, you know, I think about our cell phones today. Every browser, and it doesn't matter whether you're Android or iPhone, they all do voice recognition. And if you're at need, you can just hit that little microphone and say, battered women's shelter closest to me.
That's right.
And it'll pull it up and route your call appropriately. Well, whether you begin with a journal, whether you begin with that hotline, when you hear yourself telling these horrific stories, you will understand that something has to change. And it's not just for you, but it's for your family, too. It's for your friends, too, because everyone is affected. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, Krista, for sharing your story. And thank you, Tracy, for the help that you give so many people. There is more to it. It's not just one person that is being abused that's affected. Ladies, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you.